Hello, everybody. Welcome to Week 7 here, the Sabetha Blue Jays boys locker room chat with head coach Josh Wartenberger of the Sabetha Blue Jays. And coach, right now on the season, 8-5 overall, 4-2 in the league play. Just got out of tournament play, wrapped it up for yourselves, and to end it, you beat Independence by a score 54-51. Then you beat Girard. You beat them 54-37. Can you tell me real quick, a quick thought about that tournament that you just came from?
Yeah, so it was good for us to come out of that 2-1. We saw three good teams that made us better. You know, the Independence game saw a really good comeback. I think we were down by 15 going into the fourth, and outscored them 25-6. And so really kind of jump-started us into the next game against Girard, and really jumped on them early. Had a 21-6 first quarter, and just kind of kept going from there, and then so it's a good tournament for us, and then had another good game against Riverside, a potential sub-state opponent, and so it was good to see them and see all their athletes, and yeah, I was happy with how we played on Tuesday and won that 57-40.
Yeah, in those big games, talk about that Royal Valley game, LT Thomas with 12 points, Winger, he had 11, and then Rainier, he also had 10 points as well. And really, over the past couple games, you've just been seeing so many names get points. I mean, Winger, he had 21 points in that game against Independence. Both Kramer and Thomas had 8. In the game against Girard, you had Thomas with 12 points, but Brody Dieters with 11, Isaac Carter with 10. So you got kind of all this point production coming from different spots and different players. I mean, I kind of what is the tall of the tale here with all these guys kind of getting together with this offense as we're passing this middle point of the season?
Yeah, it's good to see all the different ways that we're contributing, and some guys that maybe haven't been mentioned on the coach's show, you know, point wise, that still have contributed throughout the year. But it's good to see them, you know, being more comfortable in the offense, being more comfortable in varsity gameplay, and contributing to the offensive end as well to what they've already been contributing. So, yeah, really happy for everybody to be able to see what they can do, what I get to see in practice every day, and see how they contribute to the team.
Coming here, you have Silver Lake on Friday, no game next Tuesday. You have some time off before your next opponent there in the league against Rossville on Friday. But what can you tell me about your upcoming opponent this Friday against Silver Lake?
Yeah, it's a team that puts up a lot of points, and so we're going to try to slow them down on the offensive end. But again, very talented. At their midseason tournament, they put up 90 in one game, over 90. And a lot of times you'll see them in the 80s or 70s. And so that'll be a good challenge for us against a really talented offensive team and a challenging team defensively with a lot of length. And so it'll be good for us to get to go and play them on Friday.
This has been the week number 7 Sabetha Blue Jays locker room chat. 8-5 on the season, 4-2 in league play. Head coach Josh Wartenberger, thank you for joining us as always.
Yeah, thanks, Brendan.
This locker room chat has been brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service.